WTAW News time is 7:04. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. For the first time since 1991, the city of College Station is updating its regulations on allowing oil and gas drilling. Mayor Nancy Berry says the proposal includes tripling the fees for each drilling permit from $2,000 to $6,000.
There's an awful lot of expense the city incurs with engineering, inspection, legal, risk management.
The proposal also requires drilling companies to pay for road maintenance and increasing minimum insurance requirements. And drilling would not be allowed in floodplains or flood-prone areas. A public hearing will be held December 18th, followed by possible action. This week's Brazos County Commission meeting agenda included sending a letter to Governor-elect Greg Abbott. County Judge Dwayne Peters says it was his idea, which he later tabled, asking Abbott to reappoint Phil Adams of Bryan to the Texas A&M System Board of Regents.
I think he's been a great regent, and so I thought, well, maybe the best way to do that is to put that as a commissioner's court action. After actually filing the agenda, I thought, well, maybe that's not the best thing to do.
Peters plans on writing a personal letter to Abbott supporting Adams, whose second term on the Regents ends February 1st. College Station police spent 2 hours Wednesday dealing with a man who had barricaded himself inside of his home north of Easterwood Airport. Officers were told the 38-year-old had threatened to harm himself or others and was seen holding an unknown object. Hostage negotiators were able to convince the man to leave his home and was taken for medical treatment. Local authorities are searching for a suspect from a disturbance over the midnight hour Wednesday, which landed the victim in the hospital. College Station police were sent to an apartment complex on Luther, a block east of Welburn, where they learned a woman's ex-boyfriend is accused of knocking out the teeth of her new boyfriend. Local law enforcement arrests this week included one for keeping an officer from keeping an eye on backed up traffic.
Wednesday afternoon, traffic was backed up on University between Texas and College after a load of concrete hit the pavement after slipping off a semi-trailer. A College Station policeman arrested a pedestrian for interfering with his attempt at traffic control. 21-year-old Jeremy Ashton of College Station is accused of swearing at the officer more than 20 times, prompting two other officers to leave their post to check out what was happening. The arrest report also noted motorists stuck in traffic along University at Bazell were taking their eyes off the road and yelling back at Ashton. A brief power outage before sunrise of Monday morning in Bryan was due to an accused drunk driver. A patrolman driving on Finfeather south of Villa Maria saw a bright flash and the streetlights went out. The officer found a car that had struck a pole, which brought down the electric lines. 22-year-old Alfonso Medina of Bryan, who entered a guilty plea to DWI in May, is out of jail on bond following his arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is back from a trip to the Middle East. Most of the time was in Afghanistan, meeting with U.S. troops and the country's new leadership.
I think we're going to leave a stable, democratic Afghanistan. They just had a peaceful transition in power because of a recent election. I think they can continue to do it in the future. So we were pretty impressed. Again, this president could mess it up if he does the same things that he did in Iraq by pulling out too early.
Flores also complimented Afghanistan's military, describing them as warriors who were beating the Taliban's butt and praising the training given by Americans. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
You can help keep a Brazos Valley child warm this winter by donating a new or gently used coat to Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive, going on now. Coats in sizes for kids aged 5 through 10 can be dropped off at Chad Jones Law Firm, 1009 North Earl Rudder Freeway across the highway from Sam Rayburn, during regular business hours. For additional information, please find Chad Jones Law on Facebook or call 595-5000. Give the children of the Brazos Valley a gift they really need this Christmas. Every coat makes a difference, and yours is much appreciated. Be a part of Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will be building across the area today, pushing down from the north and west. It's got some cooler temperatures associated with it. We have sunshine today, high 60 to 65. Tonight, clear. Lows will fall back to about 40 to 45. Sunshine, a few fair weather clouds, breezy and warmer tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clouds increase tomorrow night, 55. Mostly cloudy, windy Saturday, chance of a shower, warmer. Highs on Saturday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with an A&M women's basketball win by 66 points last night. Get you geared up for A&M football later on today, and the Cowboys play as well. All that and more in sports, we'll do it for you at 7:50.
Yeah, but the Macy's parade today, too.
Yep.
You heard them practicing.
Yep.
Doing all that stuff. So we have a local video company who I think sends three crews up there.
Really?
Yep. To videotape it.
Ardem.
Uh-huh. RDM, those folks.
Yeah.
All right. So heritage turkeys. Reading about those after Patrick pulled up a little something. And
I downloaded the entire book on how to raise, rear, identify.
Now, you got to live in College Station to be able to do that. I'm just saying.
Just make sure they're extra gobbly in the morning.
Yes, exactly. I agree. Just do anything.
You're welcome.
Again, one of your talents that has a limited ability to monetize, but nonetheless still there.
Yeah, I do celebrity impersonations and turkeys. So
yeah, you do.
There you go.
Mooses and turkeys,
Moose.
Pretty much. Yeah. So anyway, but these heritage turkeys, basically, kind of like a free range deal. They're out there and they're the ones who actually we see the pictures of.
Right.
You know, that's your classic picture of a turkey is probably going to be the bourbon red and maybe the Narragansett. I don't know, but pretty much I think that's what we see, and that's not what they look like at the Butterball factory.
No. They're the American white. They are ugly.
They really are. They're pretty ugly birds, but again,
they don't have to look good until they make it to your table.
Well, and that's the deal is that, you know, the plumage of the birds doesn't matter because they don't look that way when we...
No, that's the second step of the process.
Right.
Cut off the head, strip off the feathers.
By the way, wild turkeys can fly, as you mentioned, with speeds, in fact, up to 55 miles an hour. Domestic turkeys can't because they're just bred to be delicious and not be able to fly.
they're bred to be fat.
That's it. Wild turkeys can climb a tree because that's where they like to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of the turkey changes colors when it's breeding time.
Ooh.
You didn't know that, as a matter of fact.
I did not know that.
Yep, so there you go. Turkeys eat stones.
I did know that, to help them digest
food.
So
do birds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, just to digest. Well, I wonder if that would help us.
Yeah. No, we don't have a gizzard.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hell on your teeth, though.
Really. And only males gobble. Okay. Female turkeys can also make distinct noises, but it sounds more like chirps and clucks.
That's that one. They have a turkey calling competition, and for
and you've been practicing
for a number of years.
Yes.
For a number of years, uh-huh. The manual callers are ones who would call with their throats, their mouths, were beating out the box callers.
Oh, okay. Really?
Mm-hmm. The judges turn their back to the crowd or turn their back to the performers.
Oh, very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very good idea.
So
and then that would
know.
Make their they'd make their decision. By the way, if you're up early, if you're the one who's doing a lot of that cooking, maybe some things that we can help you out with as far as shortcuts are concerned to make sure everything goes as it should. The people at Epicurious, that's the name of the company, discovered the best pre-made pie crusts that are on the market. Top marks for the graham cracker crust went to the Keebler Ready Crust, which has a nice crunch and does not crumble. And it smells great, too, because it's got brown sugar in there.
The number one traditional pie crust is the 365 organic everyday value pie crust that is at Whole Check Foods. Oh, I'm sorry, Whole Foods Market.
I like Whole Check Foods. Well, that's funny.
It's about what it takes to shop there. The flavor is smooth, not too overpowering. It looks looks aesthetically pleasing and will allow the filling to shine. And if you're looking for something that's fit, the Holy Wholesome Organic Whole Wheat Pie Crust.
No.
Come on!
Holy Wholesome.
That's it. Holy Wholesome Organic Whole Wheat Pie Crust. Few of the tasters enjoyed its crisp and grainy texture, along with the dark marbled appearance, while others questioned the healthy option for delectable holiday treats. After all, you're there to enjoy the pie, not the crust. So who was it who tossed a hissy fit when they got turkey roll backstage at their buffet? Was it Cream, Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, or ZZ Top?
ZZ Top.
Led Zeppelin.
Aerosmith. Steven Tyler apparently said he explicitly had forbidden turkey roll in the contract. Just letting you know. Other stuff that's good on the table today for you. Cranberries, excellent source of free radical scavenging.
If they're anytime. Real.
Fake cranberries? Is that what you're Kevin? Saying? There could be fake cranberries.
Well,
out there?
You know, the gelatinous mass, not necessarily.
No, I like the ones that have the gelatinous mass that have the little cranberries.
That have the little crunchy tasty. Little buggers in them.
Hello.
Hey, I was just enjoying you guys talking about harvesting turkeys. I live on a turkey farm, and I'm a night nurse, and this happens to be a very therapeutic day for me as I sleep during the day listening to all the gobbling next to my window.
Okay, so now.
Anything more therapeutic than harvesting a turkey after it's woken you up for every single day of the whole year.
Can you tell me now approximately where is the turkey farm?
Just right on the other side of the airport. We live like out towards Smith.
Oh, so nearby.
Yes.
Now so these would be Burleson County turkeys, is that correct?
Well, actually they're Brazos County.
Wow.
On the way to Burleson County.
how many turkeys do you have?
Left. I don't know how many we have left. delivered them yesterday. My husband does. I'm a nurse. He's poultry scientist. So
Okay. So now.
Needed yesterday.
So how long have you been doing this?
He's been doing this since he got out of the military. Probably for about 3 or 4 years now that we've been doing this. We were doing chickens before we started doing turkeys as well. So.
Okay, so tell me what that day was like.
It's the Spanish Inquisition.
Well, no, I just, if you don't mind talking about it, tell me what that day was like when your husband came in and said, I think we want to add turkeys to the group.
Oh, I didn't have a choice. It was already done.
Oh. So,
it was mad to me, and,
That was a forgiveness permission deal.
We raised kids, and we had a horse and pigs and rabbits and turkeys and chickens. There's all kinds of stuff there.
The poults were already in the mail.
Now,
yes.
So are they free range? You just let them wander?
Yes, they're free range, and they can definitely get in the trees. That is definitely.
Now they dress out at about how much would you say?
Our turkeys dress out at least at 30 pounds.
Wow. So now if people wanted to purchase a turkey from you, how would they do that?
They could contact me on Facebook, although I don't think right now there's anything left. But I would have to ask my husband if I could give it out over the air.
Well, does your farm have a name?
We're just the Stewarts.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what we'll do. Tell me your first name.
Michelle.
Okay. Here's what we'll do is maybe like November 1st of next year, if we're all still together, alive and working.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, for us, we don't know. We're in radio. So, if you would get in touch with us maybe next year at the beginning of the month, because obviously Patrick is really jazzed about doing this heritage turkey thing.
Excited.
Oh, yeah, they're fun and they're delicious. The best bird you'll ever eat.
Is that right? So there's obviously a discernible difference in the taste then, huh?
100%, yes. It's so much better.
Wow. So in other words, you have strangers coming up to your house just wanting to eat Thanksgiving because the bird tastes so good, right?
Well, that's been before we had our own birds, because I'm not going to brag because I'm good at cooking a bird, but, there is some special tricks, but there's something about getting it the day before fresh, and it doesn't sit in the fridge too long. It's just so much. So much better.
Now,
so juicy, so tender. Everything is wonderful.
So now, Michelle, the other thing, though, to think about is, you know, are people a little put off in that preparation of the bird? In other words, how do you get the feathers off of it for them? How does that work?
That's in processing, and that's all my husband's department.
Okay.
So unless it just happens to be a bird I need to really take out that day, it really didn't bother me.
Okay, so in other words, she's just loving it. And it's great. It's just, so what happens is when they buy it, then it'll come in a bag, and it's not frozen, it's fresh. And
no, it's fresh.
Wow, that is
usually the day of.
That's and again, as you said, there's a certain therapeutic value right this time of year because you get even, right?
Wonderful, yes. Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Have a good Thanksgiving.
I'm enjoying it. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
This is the greatest show in the world.
I love it. It's just time and again, it does not matter where we go with that. And again. Thank you, Michelle. What a wonderful call and what a great attitude.
We're getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I know. It's true. And again, she gets a chance to get even.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that. Let's see. What else is healthy out there besides those cranberries? By the way, I guess I saw the Ocean Spray Thanksgiving commercial last night where the turkey slides off into the...
Yes.
Those people do great marketing. They really,
yes, they
that's
do.
Pretty good.
Really do.
Obviously, if you're eating turkey today, that's good for you. We know that. Pumpkin is just chock full of beta carotenes, okay, which is good for your eyes. You don't have to eat carrots. Hey, nothing like inviting the friends and family over to have pumpkin strips instead of carrot strips, right? Pass those around as you're watching American Idol or whatever. So anyway, it's good for you. Also has vitamin C and potassium in it. Whole wheat dinner rolls. Got to do that, see. Fiber can, of course, decrease your risk of heart disease. Peas are good for you. And sweet taters. More of that beta-carotene stuff for you. So that's today's going to be a good day for plumbers. Plumbers, yeah. One of the busiest days, in fact, of the year on Thanksgiving for plumbers because family and friends... don't know how to use your garbage disposal.
Well, your garbage disposal.
Or it could be they don't know how to use theirs and they bring their bad habits to your house. I'm not sure if that's not the case. But, you know, one of the things to always remember is just run it. It doesn't have to be full. You know, it's not like a blender. You just go ahead and put stuff in there and you can run it and get rid of that little bit that's in there. Don't put celery in there. You understand that, right? There's some things that don't really work very well in there. And the other thing to think about is if you are visiting somebody who's on a septic system, okay, that's a little bit different situation as well. So just why don't you let the head of the household tell you how to run the disposal? Be a good thing. What did you eat last night? And the reason I ask that is because Domino's says that the night before Thanksgiving – is their biggest night of the year. It is bigger than Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
Seems lots of family already in town. They're gathered around. They need something quick, something like that, and they get the delivery and the takeout. But pizza, apparently, on the night before Thanksgiving.
And it's also the biggest bar day in the country.
Well, there's a lot of that, too, because obviously, and I can remember that from when I was younger. That was the opportunity. And again, back when I was younger, this was a really little town, and people were gone off to college or whatever, and that was the only time you really got to see them. And, you know, it's a lot more fun than going to a high school reunion because there's alcohol involved. But even more so now as the town gets bigger and there are more people who come back to either visit their family or this is a touchstone for them. And so as a result, there is a lot of partying going on out there, and I would imagine that the gendarmes were a little busy last night.
There were a couple.
Yeah, I understand that.
I saw.
So those are two things that happen. Yeah, pizza and alcohol. So There you are. All right, 723.
You said it last year, but you mean it this year.
No more artificial Christmas trees.
Come to the Farm Patch and get your freshly cut Christmas tree. Noble and Fraser firs, white and Scotch pines, with or without the stands, traditional green or snowy flocked. The Farm Patch has fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias, as well as holiday metal art for your yard decorations. A new family tradition, fresh cut Christmas trees from the Farm Patch on University Drive under the red and white tent, and Merry Christmas from the Farm Patch.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened, and we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Lynn College invites you to deck the halls this holiday season with the Bald Knobbers, a Branson favorite for more than 55 years. Along with country music and side-splitting comedy that has made them famous for decades, they will also be performing their traditional Christmas show that will bring Yuletide fun to the entire family. Showtime is 3 p.m. Sunday, December 14th at the Brenham High School Auditorium. Tickets are as low as $20 and can be purchased online at blinn.edu/foundation or by calling 979-830-4495.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today, about 63 or so. Winds will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10 under sunny skies. 41 for a low temperature tonight, and winds out of the east at about 5 miles an hour. Then on Friday, we're looking at sunny skies right near 70. 74 will be our high on Saturday and up to about 76 on Sunday with a slight chance of showers at about 20%. And Monday, we start the week with a high temperature of 70 degrees. Right now, the wind chill factor is 40. Winds are out of the north at 9, humidity 63%, and our air temperature is 45.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Washington Post columnist Cortland Malloy has riled D.C. cyclists. His latest column calls the bicyclist road bullies, who've got more nerve than an L.A. biker gang. He writes about the bike riders, some of them in rickshaws, who tie up rush hour traffic laughing at annoyed motorists. He describes bike ninjas who ride at night with no lights. Others ride the wrong way on sidewalks and bike lanes. But if you ask them to obey the rules, Malloy says, you risk having your car spit on or damaged. Some are even demanding a bike escalator be installed on a district hill so they won't have to tire themselves out getting up to the top. Now, most who bike around D.C., according to Malloy, are newly arrived white millennials. He accuses the cops of being very tolerant with them, in contrast to harsh treatment of young blacks on bikes. Now, Mr. Malloy notes that there's a $500 fine if a district motorist hits a bicyclist. But, he wrote, some behaviors are so egregious that some drivers might think it's worth paying the fine. Andy Clark, the president of the League of American Bicyclists, called the column a dreadful piece. He accuses Malloy of coming dangerously close to inciting violence against cyclists. Shane Farthing of the Washington Area Bicyclist Association complains that Malloy is trying to justify violence against real people on real bikes. Mr. Malloy, I think you've hit a sore spot. You should tell these apologists to take a hike on their bikes. Maybe go fly a kite. Actually, I agree with this guy for once.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The current chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Phil Adams of Bryan, finishes his second term February 1st. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters wants to see Adams stay on the board.
There's been a lot of interworking between A&M and the two cities and the county, especially with the bio corridor and all the research that goes on. And having someone that's here local on the Board of Regents, I think, is a positive thing.
Peters placed an item on this week's County Commission agenda, which was later tabled, calling for a letter of support to be sent to Governor-elect Greg Abbott.
After thinking about it, I'm not sure that it would be best for it to take Commissioner's Court action, so we took no action on it today.
Peters plans on sending Abbott a personal letter supporting Adams, who is one of three regents whose terms are ending next year. The others are Jim Schwartner of Austin and John White of Houston. It's been 23 years since the city of College Station has updated regulations for oil and gas drilling. At this week's city council meeting, more than 1 hour was taken to explain proposed changes. Mayor Nancy Berry invites those interested to watch for an update on the city's website and attend an upcoming council meeting.
We will have a public hearing and get input. And once the changes that we requested at the meeting Monday night get incorporated, the ordinance will go online on our website so that the public can see it and make written comments or come to the meeting on December 18th and speak to it.
An overview of what was discussed this week is online at WTAW.com. Proposed changes include a ban on new drilling in flood-prone areas and floodplains, not allowing disposal wells and sump pits, increasing fees and minimum insurance requirements, and paying for road maintenance. Local law enforcement arrests this week includes a former College Station resident who was hospitalized following a drug overdose in late September for possession of illegal drugs.
Friends of 20-year-old Brent Sajansky of Corpus Christi told police he had smoked marijuana and ingested cocaine, LSD, and alcohol before he became unconscious. According to the arrest report, officers found four illegal drugs. Sajansky was released from jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial from an arrest in August on another charge of possessing a controlled substance. Three Brazos County Sheriff's deputies were involved in dealing with a disturbance Tuesday south of College Station in the Saddle Creek development. A Bryan man working on a new home site is accused of leaving and disrupting a next-door neighbor. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Humberto Cesares also walked in front of a College Station ambulance, forcing the driver to make an abrupt stop. A supervisor thought Cesares was under the influence of lacquer thinner, which was being applied to cabinets in the new home. Cesaris also accused of running down the hallways in the emergency room screaming and yelling, where he had to be tackled and later shot with a taser in order to be handcuffed. Cesaris out of jail on bond following his arrest for public intoxication and resisting arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A disturbance the night before last in College Station turned out to be a case of domestic violence. Police report an ex-boyfriend broke the teeth of the woman's new boyfriend, which required hospital treatment. The ex is still being sought from the fight outside an apartment complex on Luther, a block east of Welburn. A large turnout of College Station officers surrounded a home north of Easterwood Airport Wednesday. That followed a report of a 38-year-old man who had threatened to harm himself or others and was holding an unknown object. More than 2 hours elapsed before the man came out, following discussions with the hostage negotiations team. Before that, officers used a taser and firearm that shoots beanbags, attempting to detain the man. Officials say he was not seriously injured and was taken for a medical evaluation. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was part of an American delegation to Afghanistan earlier this week. He says Afghan forces, for the most part, plan and execute their own missions, and they're doing a great job.
They're different than Iraqis. The Iraqis, when they get into a jam, when things go kinetic, they have a tendency to cut and run. But the Afghans, they're a warrior class. You know, they stand and fight.
Flores says that's contrary to reports from the New York Times.
Which is unfortunate how that's manipulated. The Afghan National Security Forces are beating the Taliban's butt, and they've done. I have to say, I'm very proud of what they've done. I'm proud of the way our military men and women have trained them.
Flores says American troops in Afghanistan are not involved in actual combat, except occasionally special operation missions. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got a deal going on with Lennox. Ends tomorrow. It's up to a $1,300 rebate on an entire home system. Get in touch with them at Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Some cooler temperatures had a chance to filter in overnight, and they'll stay with us on this Thanksgiving Day. We'll have abundant sunshine, highs 60 to 65. If you are traveling around the region today, you should be fine, at least in regards to the weather. Clear, cool tonight, 40 to 45. A mixture of sunshine and fair weather clouds tomorrow, breezy, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow night, 55. Mostly cloudy, windy, maybe a shower Saturday, 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maybe it's because most of them had their parents in the stands and they're going to get a home-cooked meal.
That's Coach Gary Blair explaining why the ladies had a runaway win last night. The A&M women's basketball team hung 93 points and won by 66 over McNeese State. We'll have more on that. Get you ready for A&M football. And the Cowboys play today as well. You're playing the LSU fight song.
There you go. Well, I mean, you need to be able to know it if you've never heard it before.
Well, gosh, I hope we don't.
Well, they'll play it once anyway.
Is the band coming?
I have no idea. Probably so. Hey, Fighting Tigers, fight all the way. Hey, Fighting Tigers, win that game today. You've got the know-how. You're doing fine. Yeah, I've lost two in a row. Hang on to the ball as you hit the wall and crash right through the line. You've got to go for the touchdowns. Run up the score. I never read this before. That's enough of that.
That rhymed too.
Run up the score. Make Mike the Tiger stand right up and roar.
if he wants to.
So give it all your might as you fight tonight and keep the goal in view. Victory for LSU, fight for LSU. Okay, there you
go. Not to be superstitious, but I think the last time we did this, the Aggies won.
Last time we did what, the fight song and the
yes.
other?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't point that out. Now it doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. Way to go. Just the King's X. Had my fingers crossed. Doesn't count. Okay, tonight, before you go, and there, you know, you may not be going to the game. Tonight, as you're sitting on the couch, bloated, your finger. What did I do? Did I eat all this food? Well, in fact, according to Cynthia Bulick, who's the author of a book called Runaway Eating, which sounds kind of fun, up to 70% of that inflated feeling could be air that you have been ingesting along with your meal. Hello?
Hey, you know that Huey P. Long just wrote those lyrics that you just said.
Oh, did he do that? I didn't have any idea he did. Okay, so, well, Huey did everything back then in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, he did.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Who knew? Yeah. No, he did.
They have an interesting capital. You know, it looks like an office building.
Yes, it does.
It's pretty interesting. Anyway. Runaway Eating is the name of the book. When you eat the big meal today, pay attention to how you are eating. I love this. Chances are you need to slow down. Right. Okay, fine. Eating more slowly and chewing more deliberately will reduce the amount of air that you swallow. The other thing is, if you're concentrating on chewing, then the chances of you saying something stupid at the dinner table are reduced. So, you know, you might think about that. Just go ahead and eat.
It helps if the food's good, because I tried to savor some not-so-delicious food, slow down and say, this is not delicious. Let's eat this a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
Like Brussels sprouts or something. It's hard to savor Brussels sprouts.
Now, you know, which brings up kind of another interesting idea. Those folks over at McDonald's had this thought, because, you know, they want to do what they can. And believe me, McDonald's works very hard to give healthy food options to people who eat there. Whether those people take those options or not is another deal, but I mean, they're
exactly
out there and available. I mean, they do. They have worked very hard at that. Came up with the idea of maybe kids would eat vegetables if they tasted better. McDonald's has, I'm telling you, they went on a mission to try to help kids eat healthier food. So in a feat of culinary experimentation, they created broccoli that tasted like bubble gum. Unfortunately, not a hit. The candy-flavored vegetable only confused children, according to the chief executive officer, Don Thompson, admitted during an event hosted by a venture capital group. He said it wasn't good at all. In addition to the product development of all kinds, McDonald's has been reconsidering the overall menu and marketing strategy as it tries to pick up its same-store sales, which have been falling, down 1% worldwide and down 2% in the United States. Maybe gum-flavored broccoli was worth a shot. 9 out of 10 kids don't eat enough vegetables, according to the Center for Disease Control. About 1/3 of the vegetables that children do eat consisted of potatoes, most of which that are eaten as chips or fries.
Right.
And, of course, that's one that McDonald's does very, very well. In fact, I have a story about an app for that today, too. Somebody goes after your food. Okay.
I imagine the broccoli thing didn't take off because the first time they tried to blow a bubble and went...
Yeah, well, but you know, again, you take it to the next step, and let's say that, you know, you do get your little munchkin to eat that broccoli the bubblegum flavored broccoli. Well, you ain't got that at home, okay? They're going to take one bite of that, and you can say, look, honey, it's just like we got at McDonald's. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, don't be telling me that, because it's not true.
It's not the same.
This is not it. And so I can see where that would be a little bit confused. That's the reason blue pancakes have never worked, you know, food coloring on that. Speaking of, how many times have you heard people say, hey, man, that's selling like hotcakes? Okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what?
What?
Guess what's not selling?
Hotcakes.
That's exactly right.
What?
According to the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms, hotcake is essentially a pancake, okay?
Okay, got it.
Term came together about 1850 when a church bake sale was as popular as today's farmers market. People would buy these treats quickly, and then they were afraid that they would get cold, and so they would, you know, consume them right there. That's how they got the idea of something selling like hotcakes. So whatever a hotcake is, sometimes it's made out of cornmeal and other stuff. But no matter what, hotcake sales, if you will, are flat. Did you hear that? There you go. Never mind. Here's the deal. These days, Americans spend on average about $1.16 on pancake mix in the course of a year, okay? That's like buying a box of Bisquick every 3 years, all right? So pancakes are not selling. The term itself isn't even hot anymore. According to Google data searches, hotcakes is pretty much neck and neck with flapjacks. And you don't hear anybody saying it's selling like flapjacks. There, in fact, is a restaurant, a dessert restaurant, called Hotcakes. But what they sell is nothing close to the pancake. What these are the little molten cakes.
You know, like lava cakes?
Yeah, where they got the stuff on the inside. And, in fact, when they asked the founder, a lady named Autumn Martin, she said, I didn't even think about pancake like hotcakes. She said, people my age don't talk about that at all, which is true. So it's time to update the hotcakes metaphor. We need to come up with something new. And, you know, again, to reference Kevin's commentary yesterday, those metaphors that we have out there, some of them are a little bit outdated. So if something is not selling like hotcakes anymore, she mentioned, in fact, that toast cafes are the rage up in the Northwest. Crowds line up for whatever that happens to be. Maybe the hipster cronut or the crafty beer, but according to Google Trends analysis, almost any snack would be better than hotcake. So selling like quinoa?
No.
Because it's hard to spell and it sounds annoying. Selling like kale, how's that?
No. No.
So, I mean,
no.
Yeah. Hello.
At my house, it's bacon.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Selling like bacon.
Yes. There's,
we may have, in fact, come up with the new metaphor. But you don't think about having to go out and actually buying it. Well, but, you know.
Bacon!
It is. The thing is, though, with bacon, you have to cook it. You know, you have to prepare it. Have you ever bought that bacon that's pre-cooked in the store?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it's convenient, but
is it any good? It can't be any good.
It's not bad.
Really? Your house just doesn't smell delicious for 3 days.
If you do it, what you do is you throw it in the pan to warm it up.
Yeah.
It crisps it up, and like if you're using it for bacon bits, as opposed to doing a whole pound of bacon, it works fine.
All right.
Here's what I do. I bake my bacon.
Okay,
Line the cookie sheet with foil, easy cleanup.
Yeah.
And toss it in a cold oven. And I like my bacon a little floppier. My wife likes it a little crispier, so we'd do somewhere in the middle. But it's about 20 to 25 minutes, and kick it up to about 300 to 320.
Have you tried to put it on a cake rack, cooling rack?
I have done that.
Does that work?
It is a pain to clean up.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was delicious. Okay. It was good. The fat dripped away, but it was just a pain to clean up. So I let it cook in its own, and I keep the bacon drippings anyway. So.
Okay. Well, that way when you get rich and somebody can clean up after you can do it that way. Yeah.
Scrub harder.
Aggie fans, Slavodchek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavodchek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavodchek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavodchek Sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Thanksgiving is more than just turkey and stuffing. At its heart, it's all about your perspective on life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Amy Van Dyken was a four-time Olympic gold medalist. On a family outing, an ATV accident severed her spine, paralyzing her from the waist down. Needless to say, it was a devastating moment, but Amy didn't allow her injuries to dampen her perspective on life. In the midst of her rehabilitation, with no promise that she'd ever walk again, she told the media, "Every day is a celebration because I'm here and I made it through another night." I'm sure it will come as no surprise that people who nearly lose their life often gain a deeper appreciation for their life. But you don't have to depend on life-changing moments to refocus your perspective. You simply have to make a habit of remembering the blessings you enjoy. And Thanksgiving is a great occasion to begin that practice. In our household, we go around the table and share what we're grateful for during that year. And it's a good idea to do that regularly. We believe that's important. Life will always confront us with challenges, and those hardships can diminish our gratitude. But taking the time to pause and reflect will help us remember just how much we have to be thankful for. For encouragement to make this Thanksgiving and every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-203-7718. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-203-7718. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-203-7718. That's 1-800-203-7718.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. Fight Texas Aggie women's basketball exploded last night. Courtney Williams scored 19 points to lead the 7th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball squad to a 93-27 win over McNeese State. The 66-point margin of victory was the third largest in A&M history. Then here's head coach Gary Blair.
Obviously, we were better. Our kids were ready to play tonight. Maybe it's because most of them had their parents in the stands, and they're going to get a home-cooked meal. I was real pleased with my five position. They had 23 points and 13 rebounds between the three of them. I thought they were very active, even though they had the size advantage. They're going to need that against Duke.
Speaking of Duke, the Aggies will host number 8 Duke in a top 10 matchup at Reed this Sunday. Tip-off scheduled for noon, and it's on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. It is game day. Fight Texas Aggie football is going to wrap up their regular season with the LSU Tigers rolling into Kyle Field. Both teams are unranked and not having the season they expected. Here's head coach from LSU, Les Miles, and his take on the Aggies.
A&M is a 7-4. Coach Sumlin's doing a great job making them better. A&M, very explosive offense. They throw the football well. They're averaging 320-plus yards. And defensively, the best freshman in the nation is Miles Garrett with 11 sacks. And challenge for our team to go to Kyle Field and play well. Our football team wants to take the field, look forward to doing so.
And here's what Miles is bringing with his own squad.
I can tell you that there's some wearing on the program, certainly, but I can also tell you that everybody's handling it in a very straightforward manner. They're working hard at it, enjoying practice. You know, we've lost a game. I think our guys understand the things that they need to do to get that feeling back.
It's the Aggies and Tigers today with the exclusive Fan Zone broadcast live from the Zone Plaza that starts at 3:30. We take it to the stadium live with Dave South and Dave Elmendorf for the pregame show at 5:30, and the kickoff is at 6:30 here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M volleyball got contributions from all 14 players as the Aggies notched their 20th victory of the season with a straight set sweep of Mississippi State last night. It's the 5th consecutive win for the Aggies, who improved to 20-8 on the season, and they will wrap up their regular season Friday at 4 p.m. at Old Miss. Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers and Shelby Sullivan were named to the 2014 All-SEC Volleyball Team, and setter Stephanie Ipley and opposite hitter Ashley Razor were named to the SEC All-Freshman Team. The conference announced that yesterday. In addition, Sullivan was named SEC Scholar Athlete of the Year for volleyball. After winning two of three games in the Puerto Rico tip-off last weekend, the A&M men's basketball team returned to the friendly confines of Reed Arena Friday afternoon. The Aggs will kick off a three-game homestand by hosting New Orleans at noon from Reed, and that game will be carried on Sports Radio 1150 as well. Thanksgiving football, not just a tradition in Aggieland, but also in Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys play their annual Thanksgiving Day game today against the Philadelphia Eagles. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo said the Eagles are really going to come after him.
Playing against a really good football team is going to bring great energy. We understand how important this game is for both teams. I think it'll be fun just to see them try and attack us and come after and be an aggressive team, and that'll be an enjoyable game to go against.
Cowboys beat the Oakland Raiders 31-24 last year. Kickoff today scheduled for 3:30. The Houston Texans have placed quarterback Ryan Mallett on injured reserve with a chest injury. Here's head coach Bill O'Brien.
It's a chest injury, and it's to be determined whether he'll have surgery or not.
Ryan Fitzpatrick will get the start Sunday against Tennessee. Fitzpatrick started the first nine games before being benched during a bye week in favor of Mallett, who went 1-for-1 as a starter. Sunday's kickoff scheduled for noon. In the NBA, Tyson Chandler set a season high with 17 points and 25 rebounds to help the Dallas Mavericks to a 109-102 overtime win against the New York Knicks.
It was important to come out here and get the win. You know, the last two games, it seemed like we've been a little flat, and you know, when we took L's against teams that we felt like we should have got victories against. So I want to come out tonight and play with some energy.
Dirk Nowitzki had a season-high 30 points for Dallas. Jose Calderon matched a career high with 7 3-pointers for all 21 of his points. San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich missed last night's game with the Indiana Pacers after undergoing what the team calls a minor medical procedure. Popovich is also expected to miss tomorrow's game. As it turns out, they wouldn't need him. Manu Ginobili had 28 points, and the Spurs rallied to a 106-100 victory over the Indiana Pacers. And finally, James Harden scored 26 points to lead the Houston Rockets to a 102-89 victory over the Sacramento Kings last night. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Road Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of minutes still. Mentioned this a minute ago. If you're tired of people taking your French fries, McDonald's Canada has finally built a solution. It's called the Fry Defender. New feature. And it's iOS and Android apps that turns your phone into a motion sensor. You activate the defender, set it by your food, and if somebody reaches for it, bust it, an alarm goes off.
Careful, Spud.
Exactly right.
There were times that that would have been handy.
See, just telling you.
College training table, yeah, that would have been handy.
People of Perth, people of Perth have now won an illustrious world record for the most donuts purchased on the first day of a Krispy Kreme donut shop.
Wow.
Replacing the unofficial record for most Krispy Kremes that were smuggled out by a Jetstar.